Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. Taking it old school today with the old punk rock intro. Yeah. Oh God, if you listen to me long enough, you have heard that intro, which only means that I am probably in my car or the backyard or just who knows where I might be, but I'm definitely not in my studio. So I'm recording from my mobile phone today, and I was out doing some hunting and gathering, you know, going out and getting water and some supplies and some stuff that I could stock up on. And if you guys have a drug emporium where you're from, you can most definitely get some pretty good deals there. There's not very many of them. They're only in, like, I think 3 states, but they are so old school, you guys, that they still use the old paper pricing. You remember them old pricing guns that you used to use back in the day? They still use those. They don't have any technology in their stores. And just recently, I think maybe like a year ago, they actually started taking credit cards. So yeah, they kind of moved up in the world. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is we see everything coming together. Everything's coming together like the book of Revelation said it was going to. So we see the tribulation quickly approaching. And what only means if we see the tribulation approaching is that the rapture happens before the tribulation. And so praise God, we can give glory to God for that and find solace and peace and joy in that. And so we should be expectantly waiting for our Lord and Savior to return. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm looking up every day. And it's like my friend Art out there in Florida tells me, perhaps today, Heather. Well, perhaps today, Art, we could pray that that is so. And come, Lord Jesus, come. That's what Maranatha means. Come, Lord Jesus. And so we pray that he would come soon and very soon. But until then, we are to keep working and doing the work that our Heavenly Father has called us to do. We are to fight the good fight until he calls us home, like the Apostle Paul said. And so much fight in us still, I hope. Don't get downtrodden and discouraged, guys. I know that the world is very bleak, and it's going to get a whole lot worse, you guys. The Bible said so. An old King James version, old Timothy said, it's going to wax worse and worse. Was that Timothy or Peter? I'm not sure, but that's that old version that they use, wax worse and worse. So we know things will only continue to get worse. So I always look at those people who are like Catholics and these other people, these NAR, the Apostolic Reformation folks, that they think, oh, they got to make everything bad, everything's going to be good, then Jesus is going to come back. I'm like, how's that working for you guys? They think that Jesus won't come back until everything's perfect. And they think that we are living in the millennial kingdom now. And I'm like, ooh, boy, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound too hopeful or promising or joyful or exciting. I'm thinking, how can you read your Bible and come to that conclusion? Well, I don't think you can. In the Catholic Church, they do not, they don't want them to read their Bibles. Everything's in Latin because they don't want you to know. If you remember, how many people did they murder, burn at the stake? All that because they wanted to put the Bible in layman terms so that everybody could read it. Well, if everybody could read the Bible, then they'll know that the Catholic Church is a cult, is deceivers. They are satanic. So then we know the truth, because God said, if you're not for me, you are against me. And so anything that is not of God is of Satan. So you may say, oh, well, you know, those Buddhist people, they're so calm and they just, you know, wow, they're satanic. Anything that's not of Christ is of Satan. And so keep your eyes open, folks. Keep your eyes open. We have the One Health, the digital One Health. They've been playing this for a while. They've been using it on animals. This whole thing has been ramping up. They think that, you know, it's all One Health. They think that plants and animals and vegetations and humans and dogs, cats, cows, we're all equal. Even with plants and dirt and fish, they think everything is equal. Well, they didn't read their Bibles, number one, because God created man in the image of him. He created us. So, they don't believe that. They think that everything is equal. And so that's how they're bringing this one health in. Like, you've got to, you know, we're going to have to take away your food in the greater, you know, the greater good for the planet, you know. This is what they're throwing out and telling folks. And I don't know who died and made them king, but that's what they think. It's the elitist folks. They are building the satanic kingdom is what they're doing. They are building the Antichrist kingdom, which will become even more and more relevant and prevalent until the time of the tribulation. And so we see that all building up. They have the technology. They have everything that they need for the mark of the beast. And so they have it all ready. You know, like I told you guys before, I thought, like, in the book when, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, when they're released, and of course they're talking about pestilence and all these great plagues and these things that would be coming upon the earth, I thought, you know, that, you know, God would supernaturally send those things. And, you know, God may absolutely supernaturally send those things. He, of course he can. But the more I read, the more I study, and the more that I look at the world today and how evil and wicked the world is. The Bible said they even come up and devise new ways to be wicked. Well, they are. You have these genetically modified viruses, gain of function that they've been doing, and like everything that you have occurring, they have made it where it kills quicker, spreads faster, all these things that they're coming up with. Well, that's wickedness. They're inventing new ways to be wicked, and that's what they're doing today, and we see that happening. And so I thought, oh my goodness gracious. So the more I read, the more I study, and the more I look at the world and then the absolute desperate wickedness of this world, that I think humans themselves will release these plagues and pestilences upon the world as well. And so that's going to be very, very bad, you guys. And so it is all coming about. And I tell you, know, nobody knows when the Lord Jesus will return from his church, but he did tell us that when you see these things begin to happen, hold your head up high because your redemption draws near. We see these things happening, so we know that our redemption does draw near. How close it is, I'm saying it is very close. And like the Bible says, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord. And so we are excitingly, expectantly waiting for our Savior and the Lord Jesus, the Son, to soon return for his church. Folks, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. These things are happening, but until then, we should be prepared. God did not give us his word to scare us, but to prepare us. And so when you see these things happen, when the Bible told us these things would wax worse and worse, that these things will become worse and worse, we should be prepared. We should be mentally prepared, physically prepared, and materially prepared. Now, I'm not saying go overboard and just, you know, hog everything, and you know what I mean? And then when somebody needs it, you're not going to give it. You're going to be very stingy with it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, to be prepared, to start stockpiling things, to start getting things, supplies. And, you know, if it happens like it did COVID, that was, how long did they have everything closed down in COVID? I don't remember. Texas, you know, where I live, we didn't really, you know, abide by that. There were still places open and people were still driving about, going to and fro, kind of like the book of Daniel said, but, you know, it's a different context, but, we didn't really adhere to that. But they did shut down a lot of mom and pop stores. And so it was like, oh, 2 weeks to stop the spread, the curve, the whatever. Yeah, folks, it's all lies. It's all deception. But they will instill fear on people, and they will, you know, cause you know, hey, they're already talking about the World Health Organization. They're going to sign us into this treaty, folks. And when they do, your government and state will lose our sovereignty. And so I don't think that's what people understand. They have not paid close attention. Because, you know, you got all of these other distractions going on to keep you distracted from what is really going on. And so pay attention, folks. Don't get your head in the mainstream media. Don't fall for the lies and deception. Just know that we are living in the end of the end days, and God has put you here for a specific purpose. you don't know what that purpose is, pray and ask the Lord to tell you, to show you, to have the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. We are here for this specific time and place. And, you know, our ancestors, you know, the prophets of old, they saw this day and they rejoiced. They rejoiced. And here we are living in these most exciting times. So my big thing to you guys is please stock up on water and food. We do not know what is coming. They have things planned. They're talking about the bird flu. They're talking about all this stuff. And so we know they have another pandemic plan. Number one, here in the United States, it's a huge election year. And I don't trust Trump. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. And I know I lose a lot of listeners over that. But the truth is the truth. If you listen to Pastor Billy Crone's latest update on the Klaus Schwab thing, you can go to getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, and go check out that latest update. I do believe it was number 23 or 22. He actually plays what Trump has said. And so, folks, I know y'all love Trump, but I've been telling you guys for years now that I don't trust him. I never was a big fan of his. I do believe he was what the United States needed at that time. It was a great reprieve. He's a great businessman. He is not a Christian. You know, he's not. He's already said that he will, he supports abortion. He has never, ever backed down on the vaccine, on the jab, and how many millions of people that has killed. He still thinks that he did a great job on that. So I'm a little perturbed about that. But go watch Pastor Billy Crone's latest update, and you'll understand a little bit about what I'm talking about and why I feel the way I do about him. I know I lose a lot of listeners, and you know what? Look, Heather here from Texas, look, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to tell you what I feel, and I'm going to tell you what I think, and I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit tells me. You know, whatever I feel that I should be saying, I'm going to say it. I will not hold back. I won't hold back. That's just one thing he can find about me. I am pretty much black and white. I am policy procedure type of person. So the Bible says this, then that's what the Bible says. And there is no other interpretation about it except what the Bible says. And so you will not get the him hawing around from me. Okay. All right. So guys, I am going to get out here. I just wanted to come on, do a quick update just to let you guys know. You know what I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm going to tell you. You better get you some food. You better get you some food. You better get you some water. You better get you the Word of God right now, folks. All right. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation. The Bible tells us you can be sitting on your couch eating Cheetos. You can be driving down the road. You can be in your backyard laying out, having a cup of coffee, whatever. You're having some sweet tea because that's all we have in the South. Any other tea is an abomination. Let me tell you. Anyway, you could be doing anything right now. But let me tell you something. If you don't have Jesus, you need him today. I would get on my knees today, cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need a Savior. I repent for my sin. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. And I believe that God raised you 3 days later from the cross. And that now you live again, and 30 days later you ascended, and you now sit on the right hand of the throne of God. Lord Jesus, please save me. And at that point in time, you will be welcomed in to the family. And I pray that you make that decision today. But the most important thing is to know that we are all sinners. We deserve hell. The wages of sin is death. And so that's why you need a Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ took the wrath of God upon himself so that we would not have to suffer the wrath of God. And so the tribulation is God pouring his wrath out on an unrepentant. They have rejected his son. They are non-believers. They have made their choice. And that is what the tribulation is, folks. And you do not want to be a part of that. If you want to wait until then to get saved, I wouldn't do that if I was you. But anyway, with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. So as always, get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank y'all so much for listening. I love all of you guys, and I'm praying for all of us. So may the Lord God give us boldness to continue preaching and teaching and speaking the name of Jesus during these dark and desperate times. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.